Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
It's weird. I really love my job. Like, I couldn't have picked a better thing to do. And I always, before I go on stage, I always say a little prayer of thanks to whatever gods are up in the sky, whatever. I don't even know what's up in the sky. Neil Young? I don't know. But somebody cool like that.
After a Catholic upbringing, a life in music shifted some perspectives for Steve Pultz. But telling stories is a constant, whether they make you laugh or cry. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. You could call Steve Pultz the guy from the Rugburns or that guy who wrote a hit song with Jewel, but he's really just a hardworking songwriter who's been at it for over 15 years. A decade after his major label debut, One Left Shoe, and well into his much-preferred indie life, Steve has a sense of humor about the whole record biz. And although that's not a surprise if you're familiar with his songs, the new album Traveling continues a path of combining poignant moments with the laughable. During Steve's latest stop at FUV, Claudia Marshall got to the root of two of the new tunes, starting with The Real and Bizarre Tale, Brief History of My Life.
See, what happened was we moved to Palm Springs, California, and the guy who lived across the street from us ran the airport. He was a manager. Now, being in Palm Springs, all the stars lived there, so you'd find out where they lived. And so Liberace had piano keys leading up to his door that would wind, but they were total ebony and ivory keys, and when you'd go up to the door, he'd answer the door himself, and he handed out the best candy, like huge Hershey bars and Snickers bars, and he was so nice, and he'd go, "Hello, kids, I have a Snickers bar." It was the best place to go, and I'd actually change my costume into a ghost, into Spider-Man, and come back just to get more candy from him. And then the Elvis Presley thing's true, too. We did meet him. The guy actually let us ride our bikes on the tarmac to meet Elvis Presley.
You're kidding.
And he did hug my sister for too long. And it was the first time in my life I thought, wow, do I pull him off of her? Because she was about 15, but she looked a bit older. Mm. And then I thought, no, it's okay, Elvis. You could have her. You know, I thought, what are you going to do? It's Elvis Presley. And I loved him when I was a kid. And he was actually really nice, one of the nicest people I ever met. And so everything in the song's true. My allergies were bad, so we moved to the desert, to a city called Palm Springs. We trick-or-treated at Liberace's house, each finger had a diamond ring. We met Elvis Presley in the middle of the summer, and he hugged my sister for far too long. Well, I felt kind of weird, but I would have pimped her out just to hear him sing a song. We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Jack Buck, it would travel really far.
This next song that you're going to play for is Street Fighter's Face. Is it safe to say it's an anti-war song, or is that maybe stretching it a little too much?
No, that's safe to say.
Okay.
I just like to write songs as a reporter, and I was reading this article, and I think it was in the New York Times, and it was called The Wounded and the Caregivers, and it was talking about soldiers that had come back from the war that were in Bethesda and the people that took care of them, and then they were letting people kind of tell their story. And I'm in a songwriting game with Billy Harvey and Bob Schneider, some guys out of Austin, and M. Doty was doing it, Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze.
Sure.
So we all get together and we write songs, and then in 24 hours, we all write the same title song and email them to each other just to keep working on the road. And there's a whole bunch of people that have done it with us. It's really fun. Somebody came up with the title Street Fighter's Face, and you really only have 24 hours. You have to turn it in to keep going. Otherwise, you get kicked out of the game. And I'd read those articles, and then I thought, I don't know if I can write a song, Street Fighter's Face, or if I'm going to get kicked out of the game. And then I woke up at 3 in the morning, and the song kind of wrote itself. I'm waking up and staring out. It's kind of hard to see. Thinking back to growing up in Tupelo, Mississippi. I first left home when I was 20 and still really green. She sent me off to Camp Pendleton to become a Marine. I got a wife and child, just turned 5 this week. I miss him so I can't believe that he can really speak. I wrote my wife once every week so she could hear the news.
She wrote me back once every day to clear away my blues. They trained me well, I made the cut, they couldn't make me cry. I shined my boots and cleaned my gun and shouted Simplify. Made some friends and shared some fun and caught a little flack. With the swagger and a prayer, we flew into Iraq. With the swagger and a prayer, we I fall from grace. My CEO says, don't worry, son, just keep up the pace. I'm glad you're my platoon. You got a Street Fighter's face.
Street Fighter's face. New live music from Steve Pultz, recorded at FUV. You'll find the complete interview and more exclusive performances in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.